Now the sad bit that we always do, the 10 bell count, in memory of those dear departed gladiators that have left us. And introducing you, as we always do, in tradition, one of the greatest legends of wrestling ever, one of the great stars, here he is, the one and only Mr. Colin Joynson. And he can't get on the box, of course, because...
Imagine all the bumps I used to take in and out of the room. I can't climb on the bloody box.
You make a mistake. How dare you?
I'm not going to fall over this year.
Just before I put you on to Colin, I've missed one apology. Mick McManus. He always opens a reunion. He's 93 years old and he's extremely ill. And his wife Barbara phoned Bill a couple of days ago, said he's heartbroken, he can't be here again, but he really, really is not well, and we are a little worried for him, but he does hope to be back on his feet soon. So, mix apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Right, Colin Joynson.
Thank you. Well, it comes that time again that I have to stand here in front of each and every one of us and talk about people that have passed away and gone and not with us anymore. So I'm going to do the very best I can now. Get rid of this walking stick so I don't wobble and fall over.
Stop nicking it.
Early on this year, a northern wrestler called Joe Keegan passed away. And just a couple of months later, his brother Jack passed away. Both fantastic wrestlers, good workers, and they will be sadly missed. After them, there was a guy called Tony Wood, who I don't know so well, so the Viking, not much I can say. One that I can say about, but Bester didn't, Jimmy Savile, he passed away. Then we had a lady wrestler called Tracy Kemp. But the one that means so much to me, and he meant so much to me in my time in the business, and there was none better, Jumping Jimmy Hussey, father to Mark Rocco. There was none better, and the man was wrestling personified. Also, Dave Butcher Bond. Who would have thought that Dave Bond would have lost Dave last year? He was only 57, and he was in the gym when it happened. What a nice guy Dave was. We had a wrestler called Ray Diamond, the White Angel, which I didn't know. Lisa Loren, not really. Harry Cohegan. Judo Alf Marquette. You all remember Judo Alf Marquette, used to wear the white trouser suit and everything. He used to come regular down here, but Alf passed away last year. Lex Valentine. And then, on the 1st of May this year, a guy who was my tag partner for a few years. I took him up north to live up back in Stockport. Steve Haggerty. Steve Haggerty passed away. David Hines. I didn't know David Hines. But then, the one and only, a guy I saw when I was only 16, I went to Bellevue to the King's Hall to watch the wrestling. And I watched this fellow with a match with Melvin Riss. And it was the best match I've ever seen in my life. The man could shoot and he could do the job. He went to Australia. The one and only Bernard Murray. Bernard died. And last but no means least, and his funeral I went to only the other week. He didn't do so much down Dales, but he spent a lot around the north. The one and only Alf Cadman. So, gentlemen, will you all bear with me now for a minute's silence and a 10 bell count? Thank you. Thank you very much. One final thing before I go. If there is a life hereafter, they've got one hell of a bill up there, haven't they? Hey? There's nothing down here can compare with what has gone and left us on our own. And the other thing I'd like to say, personally, hiya Sean. Great to see you. Thank you very much.
The wonderful Colin Joynson, ladies and gentlemen. Always upbeat, always happy. Great grafter. Thank you.